In Joshua chapter 10, we had already read about the defeat of of these five kings coming after Joshua, fighting on five fronts. But there's a part in here that I want to just focus on. It starts in verse 24. And I just want to call this total victory for God's people. This is total victory for God's people. This is what's coming for you. This is what's coming for me. This is what's coming for God's people. Total victory. And it's wonderful. In verse 24, let's just start reading. And it came to pass when they brought out those kings. Remember, these are the five kings that were coming after Joshua. So fierce, that caused great fear. Joshua defeated them. And we talked about that before. But now it came to pass when they brought out those five kings to Joshua. Joshua called for all the men of Israel and said unto the captains of the men of war which went with him, come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near and put their feet upon the necks of them. Now, don't be all alarmed and squeamish. I know that to the modern ears, this feels uncomfortable. And this is, obviously, this is ancient history. This is history. But this is recorded in here permanently for us, for our learning. There is a reason for this. This is not just something that we look back and say, well, that was interesting. This is here to show us something about the future. And he goes on to say in verse 25, and Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight. You see, this is what's about to happen. What's happening here is, yes, it happened in a particular time in history, but this is basically representative of all of our enemies. And this is what the Lord is going to do. And afterward, Joshua smote them, slew them, hanged them on five trees, and they were hanging upon the trees until the evening. And it came to pass at the time of the going down of the sun that Joshua commanded, and they took them down off the trees and cast them into the cave wherein they had been hid, and laid great stones in the cave's mouth, which remain until this very day. We'll stop reading there. This is total victory. Now, it seems a little odd and maybe a little redundant, or, you know, overkill, excuse the pun, that he would take these and hang them on the tree and then throw them in a cave and have these great stones on them. But I want you to see what's happening here. If this is meant to communicate something to us on what the Lord will do to all of our enemies, past, present, and future. Because, you know, the enemy isn't really these kings. The enemy of our souls is the devil. And we've been lamenting and crying out and praying these 1,000 plus days, last night, praying to the Lord. And the enemy that is wearing out the saints of the Most High is the devil. He's the great enemy. The dragon, Satan, he is the accuser of the brethren. He is our mortal enemy. And he's the one that we're fighting against. We're not fighting against people. So this is not about fighting against people. The enemy of our souls is the devil. And what happens here is that this enemy, though they come with such fierce numbers, the five kings on the five fronts, they are defeated. And it says that he slew them and hanged them on five trees. And I would say that whenever you see trees in the Bible, you can almost be certain that it's a reference to the cross. You see, the devil was defeated at the cross. When Jesus came, and this is why the devil was trying his best to kill Christ, before the cross. But he was defeated at the cross. He absolutely was. In fact, it says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil." It was at the cross that Jesus defeated the devil. Through death, he destroyed him that had the power of death. It's an incredible thing. And like I said, that's why the devil tried as hard as he may to kill Christ as a child with Herod, and then all throughout his ministry, multiple times he tried. At the garden, he tried. But Christ had to make it to the cross. He had to make it to the cross because it was at the cross where he would destroy the power of death, that is, the devil himself. And he did. And so, yes, we see here that these kings were defeated. They were hung on the tree. And we can rejoice in the fact that Christ, he absolutely defeated the devil at the cross. But then it goes on to make this comment, right? That they were hanging there until the evening. And it came to pass at the time of the going down of the sun that Joshua commanded, they took them down off the trees and cast them into the cave and put great stones on it. What is this? Is this even necessary? Does this not seem a little bit too much? No, what's going on here is that, yes, Satan was defeated at the cross. It was absolutely true there. But there is a real sense where he will be totally and utterly, completely defeated at the end. You know, when it says it's the going down of the sun, when the going down of the sun, this is the end of day. This is the end of time. Look, when the sun goes down on all of human history, there is going to come a day when Satan and hell itself will be cast into the lake of fire. They will be cast into this cave, and great stones, it says, in the were laid at the cave's mouth, which remain until this very day. That little phrase, until remain until this very day, has the idea of it's permanent. It's not going to change. It's done. This is it. This is the end for them. Praise God. Because there is going to come a day when the great dragon, Satan himself, and death will be cast into the lake of fire. That's the second death. We'll read about it in Revelation here in a second. But that's going to be it. And as it were, the great stones are going to be laid on the lid of that. And it will be permanent. That's what's coming for us, you see. We're living in that victory. Jesus Christ absolutely defeated death. Again, Hebrews 2. He destroyed him through his own death. Destroyed him that had the power of death. But in Revelation chapter 20, and I want us to be encouraged by this. The devil, chapter 20, verse 10, the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. This devil, whose business it is to deceive the nations, and that includes your families, your children. What is going on when we pray for our children? They are under strong delusion. They're believing the lie of the devil. Isn't that what it is? They're choosing the forbidden fruit, which they believe will bring them happiness. They're believing the lie. The devil is basically saying, the impudence of him, when God says, in the day that you eat, you shall surely die. And the devil comes along and says, you shall not surely die. Can you imagine the defiance of a statement like that? That is deceit. And that is just pure lies. You shall not surely die. In fact, when you eat of it, you can become like gods. God doesn't want that. You see, it's just total deception. And he's deceiving the nations out of hand, day by day, 24 hours a day. And I just want you to see that this is what's happening. He is a liar, and he is the father of it. And he's deceiving all of every last one of the prodigal children that we pray for. They're under delusion. They're trying to find something. And it's so deluded that they would even self-destroy in order to get it. That's the strong delusion. Well, the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire, finally. And verse 11, I saw a great white throne. We'll just continue to read here because the time is running away. And look at this. This is the part. And verse 14, and death and hell were finally cast into the lake of fire. They were defeated at the cross, but their bodies, their very presence, will be cast into that cave, and great stones, the lid of hell will be shut on them. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And I'm looking forward to that day when that great deceiver that deceives all that we love will forever be cast into the lake of fire. Verse 21, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Or chapter 21, I'm sorry, Revelation 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and he be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. You know, friends, some of you have been crying and in sorrow for a long time. This is your future. This is the prospect of all of God's people. Total victory. And it's coming. In that day, there shall be no more sorrow, nor crying, and no more pain. The former things are passed away. And this is our last verse. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. That's great. Can't wait. Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. God is truth. This is true. This is the record. It's faithful. This is going to happen. As sure as we're breathing and alive today, this is going to happen. Total victory for God's people. And we are living in the here and now. And I understand that. And it's hard for us to sometimes rejoice. And, you know, we're filled with sorrow day by day. But I tell you what. He that deceived will deceive no more. And there will be, God is going to make all things new. The former things will be passed away. There will be no more crying, no more sorrow, no more pain. And this is the prospect for God's people. These words are true and faithful. Amen.